Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The IMF meetings remind me of the old adage that markets climb a wall of worries. The wall was high again this year with a stack of unresolved risks, though not as high as last year when the narrative prevailed that the dollar was on the brink of losing its status as the world's reserve currency. Instead, this year, the conflict in the Middle East was front and center. In particular, the twofold implications to inflation and economic growth. The IMF took down the global economic outlook this year from 3.3 to 3.1%. This may seem small, but they said that without the conflict, they would have upgraded its economic projections. Policymakers also pointed out the risk that core inflation could tick up again through second-round effects, such as higher transportation and manufacturing costs, especially if getting to a deal with Iran takes longer than expected. The key perceived sticking point? Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. wants a verifiable guarantee Iran won't build a nuclear weapon, limits on enrichment, and a removal of highly enriched uranium. Iran, on the other hand, wants to keep some enrichment capability and sanction relief in exchange for limits. This gap, along with the reopening of the strait, suggested to many that the conflicts are likely to resurface before a definite agreement is reached, suggesting that energy prices and supply chain disruptions could be longer lived. Some participants also felt that the inflationary impact from tariffs may resurface, together with input pricing pressures from global rearmament and AI capex. The risk list also included concerns about the US budget deficit, a chronic condition that could turn more acute with a Social Security trust fund running out in the early 2030s. Lastly, cybersecurity risks from AI were a recurring theme in many discussions. The catalyst? Mythos, that features even stronger coding abilities. As with any technology, the more potent it is, the more dangerous it can be. The history of cybersecurity has been a race of capabilities between attackers and defenders. Autonomous attacks are an increased risk, but at the same time, the new model can help fix vulnerabilities at scale. This reinforces our view that cyber risks are on the rise, increasing the market for cybersecurity solutions, which is a tailwind for the sector. One of the key questions from participants was why equities have rebounded strongly while fixed income markets have seen a sharp hawkish pivot. In the US, expectations have moved from 2 rate cuts to half a rate cut for this year, and the markets now see 1.5 hikes in Europe. The answer in our view? Geopolitics tend to have short legs in equities. As long-duration assets, equities tend to see a short-lived decline with a typical rebound often around 4 weeks since the onset of a conflict. At the same time, geopolitical conflicts can give rise to structural changes. Many countries, in our view, will continue to prioritize supply chain localization to reduce their reliance on foreign choke points. This reinforces our investment guidance that physical sectors of the economy, such as power and resources, as well as commodities, remain relevant portfolio constituents. AI disruption and geopolitics converge on this conclusion. The value will increasingly shift to physical assets. The reason? We will see more demand for physical assets as we build out local supply chains and build out AI infrastructure. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.